Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I am so excited to be with all of you. It is November the 10th, 2025. I cannot believe it. The weather here is a little on the cooler side, so we have a lot of energy. I'm kind of bouncing off the walls this morning and super excited to be here. Of course, right before the show, everything always happens. And I'm laughing because a lot of things happened today already, and I know we just began our Mercury retrograde, and I am actually always one of those people who, and I know I back Mark up on this and vice versa, but I love Mercury retrograde for many reasons. Of course, it's frustrating and annoying sometimes, and we laugh at these things because we learn over time what really, really matters. And I think that we have to understand that it is a time where we can come back to ourselves and realize what really matters. And so a lot of exciting things. I was kind of laughing as a mom because with a daughter who is very into, her astrology practice and everything, and a son who really obviously is totally in his own world, another world altogether, you know. And so with the retrograde, you know, I had announced a couple weeks ago that it was very hushed, that they did, you know, they're engaged and blah, blah, blah. And we had to wait for the ring. And of course, wait for the ring and wait for the ring. And I thought to myself, that damn thing is going to come first of the retrograde. And sure enough, they got the call. And this is just an example of what happens in a retrograde and sometimes for the better. I thought to myself, oh, no doubt, you know, they were saying the end of the week, this week, and I'm like, nah, something's going to change about it, right? So, of course, instead of it being late, it was early and ready to go today, and of course, 2 minutes before the show, I get the picture of the ring because they're pretty far. They're several hours away now, so for right now, but the bottom line is it is an example of sometimes it's not late. Sometimes it is early. Sometimes we're not missing something. Sometimes it aligns us with the right timing. Sometimes it's good to buy things and get a deal on them. Sometimes I see K Dragon in the chat room this morning, and Ms. O'Neill, good morning to you, Michelle and Lara. Sometimes the retrograde does align things in our favor, and we have to remember some of those things. I think real estate is really good in the retrograde, although you have to have a little common sense patience on the way in and on the way out of any kind of contractual agreements, but it does happen and it does turn out to be true over time. It is a great time to, of course, all of those RE words I won't bore you with that you already know, but just start any word with an R and an E. I'm super excited because I am seeing signs of change for many of you. And I know in a retrograde, we get to also reorganize or restructure certain things that may have not been working in our favor, but we get to try to figure them out. We may return to something that once wasn't possible and that once wasn't, perhaps the timing wasn't aligned, and now this can straighten that out. And so I feel some of that going on, and I feel good about all of that. Aaron, it is very, very cold in Florida, and I met some people with my husband this morning from Jacksonville, and I immediately thought of you, so it's so nice to see you here. I know it's cold up there. Michelle, you too. It's freezing. Quelly, I don't know how you guys are over there. We're still a little in between, so we're managing I see my godson in the room this morning. Tyler, good morning. How are you doing? I love you, and I'm so happy that you're here. Quelly, Patricia, thank you so much for that follow-up on and validating what I had said previous to now on that home. Michelle, good morning to you, and Lynn and Tara. I'm sorry about the car. Mary and I, Randy. Kat, good morning to you. I am going to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you last week, and I kind of got lost in the shuffle there. Lynn, you too. Good morning. Good morning to all of you. I want to mention before we get going, and I am going to take your questions this morning. I think some of our choices... Nadine, good morning to you also. Some of our choices through the retrograde, sometimes we have to kind of go beyond it, you know, and say, how many of you, there are so many things, there's only really one thing that I suggest with new relationships, of course, and that is to refrain from intimacy for those that amount of time, you know, during the retrograde. And that is just to make things, especially, and I say this with at any time in a new connection, you definitely want to work towards that in a solidified way or have a foundation that is, of course, more solid or as solid as it can possibly be. And we really never know. There are really no rules that we maybe shouldn't break, I would say it that way, but there is that one thing that has kind of been proven in my psychic world, of course, time and time again with many, many people. And I think that it's good to take your time through any connection, especially new connections right now. I think what I say about refraining from intimacy is just kind of get to know. If you're meeting someone, it's fine, because somebody says to me, I got a call yesterday and said, oh my God, I met this person. I'm supposed to meet him Tuesday for the first time. It's a retrograde. I don't know how I can put it off 3 weeks, blah, 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 blah. And I said, no. You know, in these circumstances, we want to make sure that we just go slow and we go and we want to build it slowly and not jump all the way in, because things can change at the end of the retrograde, or information will come out about people, I think, that we meet during these cycles that are, you know, may not be perfect. Or maybe even against our boundaries or our whatever we see as a good piece of whatever the information is. The bottom line is, you get my point. I know that it's never a no, and I don't want you to feel like you can't run through this. Terry says she had so many creative projects come into her world yesterday, and she says, yay, Mercury retrograde. It is very, very true. There are so many things that can come back at us. Also, I feel this about a couple of people, and yes, I'm going to take your questions, but I just want to say this in general, what I'm sensing around it about. If you had gone for any kind of position around your career or professional life and nothing really took off from it, or you had a feeling you were intended to go somewhere, or I feel somebody's going to get a hospital job coming up ahead that couldn't happen before, something like this, it would revisit you again this time. And of course, or it would just come to fruition, things like this. I'm just giving you examples. I'm just thinking, wait, what did Lori say? She can't put sex off for 3 weeks. I mean, look, everybody's entitled to what they want to do. I know from experience many times over, I always recommend taking your time. during this cycle. And at the same time, we're down to 19 days already. So, I mean, time goes fast, or time flies when you're having fun. But the bottom line is, it's up to everybody individually. And sometimes it just means it may be a little more difficult over time, or there may be more issues that come up after the retrograde's over, or there may be something hidden that has to come to the table, or there may be, and believe me when I tell you, come hell or high water, that truth comes out. Maybe not during the retrograde, but after. And I also believe there are relationships out there that no matter what they do, if it was 1 hour in, it works out, whatever it is. It's all, but in a general sense, I think it's good to take your time to get to know people. Mark Husson used to say, don't forget to add for right now, because things do change on the other end of it, you know? And so that's all I say about that. Meanwhile, I think everyone can relax and have a little fun. I want to remind everyone, if you are listening for the first time, I would really appreciate you to come on in and like and subscribe here on our YouTube page. And I know that we have many things in store ahead. I'm kind of skating through my Saturn return a bit cautiously, and I know that the time will come when I make certain moves that feel comfortable and safe. So I'm really looking forward to the end of that and the many things that I can bring to you guys without hesitation. I'm really excited about that. Okay. I definitely will say, so far, so good. The second Saturn return is better than the first one. I'm sure you will all agree with that. I think we have a lot more wisdom to get through things at this point in our lives, you know, and the first one is such a hard hit on learning that I think the second one we learn to embrace and really kind of surrender to it. And I think it's very, very good. All right, so we have some Sagittarius energy in the room, I see. And many of you, I'm going to come in the room now. And I love... Okay, hi, Kat. I've had some Mercury retrogrades. Good morning, Jean. That take 20 years to work through. May I have guidance? Of course you may. You got it. Yeah, sometimes it does take a lot of work to get through them, you know? But I think overall we learn how to work them to our advantage. I feel some news coming for you that's going to give you some strength and information. I see a little tummy stuff. You're going to be carrying a lot around your tummy right now. I don't know. I feel like that's where your sensitivity is. I also believe in... you know, we don't want to ignore, here's one thing for you. I don't think you should ignore your intuition and your gut feelings. And I hope that makes sense. I think you're razor sharp, for a lack of better words. I think that you're definitely taking things in stride, but at the same time, I feel some, I want to call it assertive, I like to say brilliant assertion. You know, you'll kind of know when to cut off the... You just know what's right and what isn't, and you want to cut to the chase about certain things. And I feel good about your clarity coming up ahead, and I hope that helps. Also, you can use a little bit of massage, or even your toes getting done, or anything like that, like your feet, you know, reflexology, these kinds of things, all these little, and I'm thinking of focused massage, meaning feet or neck or scalp or like this, okay? And I think that would be good for you too. Kind of tending to certain body parts and making your whole self feel better. I think we're going to see a lot of Qigong and a lot of Tai Chi coming up ahead in our new year. I think people are going to get into it. I see more and more people getting interested in it. I don't know why this is coming up now, but it is. So I want to share that with all of you. And Jean, I also feel there are things around reflexology that you can learn about your own body and really go into that for some healing. And I hope that helps. Okay. All right. And you come back and share and let us know how you're doing. Now, Lori said her Saturn return was in COVID. Ugh. That's not fun, but I'm glad you're on the other side of that. And I love that. I just started back with my former Tai Chi teacher. Lynn, that's brilliant. I love that. And I feel this. And I guess that's why, I guess you were showing up loud and clear here. And I definitely feel like, of course, during the show, my children are like so excited about, let me excuse myself for 1 second. So this is a very important, very important moment, of course. But I said, whatever you do, do not tell me a thing until 1 o'clock. But of course, you know, it's definitely their day. All right. Hold on 1 sec. If it was for any other reason than my children, you guys know I would never do this in the middle of a show. But this is a retrograde moment because it's long overdue. I'm coming. I'm here. Don't worry. Okay, guys, let's do this. Everybody's work. Okay, I love that you're working with your tens unit. I love the energy around that. Right, here we go. We're all sharing this amazing moment. Talk about a Mercury retrograde, but it's been going on for 6 weeks. We waited for the day, so we knew it, but it's official. So let's just hope. Anyway. I'm so excited. Lynn, let me come back to you. It's precious time, but you know, there's never the right time. So I'm excited about this. Yeah. Okay. So let's do this. Lynn, I'm coming back. She said she just signed up. This is what I'm saying. I feel like this is a good thing because the world is learning more and more how to connect with their higher power and how to go into their own being and how to really start to co-create a healing that works for us individually. And I think it is so, so important. I am so excited when I feel you and all of you taking steps. Because in all reality, we have each other for guidance and assistance and help and all of these things. And even the predictive energy and the maybe prophetic energy or everything that we do. And this is weird because Pamela just said, I usually dread Mercury retrograde. For some reason, I'm feeling good about this one. I think it's going to straighten some things out we've been waiting for all year. I agree with that also. And I am really, really serious about the same vibe. Like, I've had this vibe. Now, there could be other things going on in the sky that many of the astrologers will know about and share with us. Terry, if you're here. CA, Mark, anybody. I mean, it does feel a little bit better, I think, this go around as well, but I don't like to speak too soon because 2 hours from now my computer can be down and everything else. But no, I'm teasing you, but it is, it does have a good vibe to it. I love that. So going back to all of you and really learning how to take steps to really work on your stuff, whether it's a physical issue, whether it's emotional, whether it's the mind, the mental energy that you carry from within and your spiritual growth, you know, of everything. When we work on body, mind, it's body, mind, and spirit for a reason. But when we work on these pieces, we're really just doing a service to, if you think about it, okay, we say God to universe, we say God, we're doing a service to the universe because we're actually carrying our own responsibilities and our duties as a human. And what happens when we become better, we help others and we get to be better for other people in our lives. And therefore we keep brightening and lightening the energy. And I do hope that helps. I see so many of you here today in service, and I'm so grateful for that. At this time of year, coming into the holiday season, I feel like it's very, very important for all of you in service to take care of yourselves. And if you're not in service for others professionally, you are always in service for your people and your families and things like that. And I see all of you, and I want to just acknowledge that. I have so much gratitude for all of you who are really, really able to sometimes spread yourselves thin for everyone around you, okay? And just take it easy. And it's time to give to yourself as well. Kat, I'm coming back to you now. Jean, you're good. I want to make sure that I just come on back up top. Hold on a second. And here we go. Kat, this is for you. Now, last week, you had mentioned something about a business, and I hope you're listening. I noticed it, and maybe we're supposed to wait until today. I feel really, really good. Usually I'm like intuitively protective of certain new things, especially with other people. And I had this feeling about it, and I was like, yes, this aligns, this feels right. And I do believe that still. And I just wanted to share that first. Let me just take a look at the rest of it. I feel so good. There is more information coming to make your way easier. I do feel like it's going to take about a month for breakthroughs to be seen. I feel like it's going to take some time. Now, at some point, for some reason, out of the three of you, there are two, you and another, one of these people, somehow there's more of an alignment. And I'm not saying anything, and the other person may do their own thing within the group or something like that. And it doesn't cause any problems or anything like that. Things are definitely opening up, but I see a very successful partnership nevertheless. One person kind of, like two of you may follow one thing and the other one may follow one person may follow something else, but I really feel good about that too. I felt for you or for me about you. I think anyone who enters a business in that realm with you is very lucky, because I know you're at the point in your life where you're really going to make something work. And I love that. And I feel really, really good about that. So let's just see how it goes moving forward. I think your birthday message is to proceed. I don't even feel caution is indicated or anything like that. I'm just kind of all in. And it doesn't make sense about two of you and one of you or something like this. Like, I just feel that. And I don't know if you're, maybe it's you that stands out as a leader as well like this, but I love the vibe of everything. And I'm so excited and I can't wait to see what you do. And I feel really good about your business. And I also think you're ready for it. Yeah. So good luck, and you come back and let me know. I don't know if that makes sense, the two and the one. It's almost like somebody moves over to, I don't know why I'm getting that. And it's not, it's, there's a very good energy around it. I feel a lot of nostalgia. I feel somebody in the room is writing a children's book. If you want to share, we would appreciate that, because I feel it very strongly. Terry Campbell says, Jupiter in Cancer, even going retrograde tomorrow, blesses the outcome of all of these retrograde planets to offer the best possible outcomes. And that is her sense. I feel super good about it also.
I appreciate all of your congratulations about Nick. I know I was very quiet about him for many, many years because he's a Scorpio and he would have bit me if I talked about him. But as he gets a little older, he's becoming more accepting of it. So we could share the news. And I, you know, she and I go back. I actually took her photo in 2017. I've probably said it before. I'll say it again. I sent it to Sid and I said, this is who Nick's going to marry one day. And boy, was it a rough road, and they made it. And I think that there's a lot to be said about that. So I have respect for them, and I really wish them the best, of course. All right, now, Mindy, I am going to come to you. It's so nice to see you here today. And let me take a peek. And now Mindy went for a, let me see her question here. I love the name Restore. I do feel you have a chance, and I do also feel that, okay, guys, I'm coming to you with your children's books. I'm so excited. I'll be there in one sec. I could feel it. I felt it. I'm very excited. Mindy, I'm also thinking it's between you and one other person, but I do see a fervent wish coming and being granted to you. So I do believe you're going to find, I like Restore. I also love that it starts with an RE, so that's kind of good luck right now. I feel that. I love the retrograde REs. And I definitely feel, even I feel they are going to have another position as well very soon. So if you don't immediately get this job, I do feel there's another one coming that you can get the job, like you'll get in the door. So and for some reason I'm feeling a little bit of time here, but you'll definitely get in if that's really where you want to go. At first, I feel like the first position, it feels iffy, but then there's another position they're going to hire for, and that feels really, really good. And I hope that helps. Okay. I love that. Now, we have some news, and this is truly, someone said, I began a children's book yesterday. Erin, I'm just going to say that. I am so excited for you. I love hearing this. I could feel it in my bones right here. And Lynn said she wrote a children's book and she intends to write more. I love that. You are first concentrating. Now, Lynn, I do feel you have another something in here coming up ahead. And I see adults for you, too. I feel you connecting in different realms. Erin, I'm going to say it. Kick ass. I love the idea. It feels so right. This was like going on in my head while I was going on. But Erin, I feel really good about it. That was going to be my next statement. So go ahead and keep it going and do not stop. I don't feel like this is the only one. I feel like there are a few. Lynn, I feel like you have another book in you and then another children's book in you or something like that. Okay. So keep it going. I love that energy. And I'm super excited for both of you. Great ideas. Okay. Very important energy, very important information to get out to the world as well, especially our younger generation. And I love that. It's definitely worth your efforts. Okay, now. Laris says, after having Pluto move through her first house and over her ascendant and her moon, she feels like she can get through everything or anything. And I love that. And you know what's funny? You know the comment, this is for you, Lara. Out with the old, in with the new. For some reason, you know how you could tell when somebody, I guess energetically when we maybe look at our space. I mean, when you're sitting and you're in a quiet space, did you ever try to look, and I was thinking about this, did you ever try to envision a color around you? And sometimes we could see in our own space, in our maybe our personal domain, whatever you want to call it, our energetic space, we can literally work with our color, and we can alter or replace certain things that may not feel or look right. And in consciously doing this, we can increase our mood, we could change our vibration, and we can honestly take or maybe take away, we'll use the word remove for the RE, but we can really take away certain things that are bothering us in the space as we look at it like color. Like if we have that one negative thing hanging on us and we have that sitting with ourselves and envisioning our color and surround what we're surrounded with, working with certain energies. Right now I'm green and gold. I'm working with those colors. Many times if I envision this and I have this space, I feel like I could take and remove any kind of little like spot or color, or I know this is very hard to explain it verbally, but I'm trying. You can remove certain colors in your energy field, so to speak, and you could start taking it and replacing it maybe with bright white light, maybe with pink, maybe with light blue, all of these things. The bottom line is, Lara, your vibe and your coloring, like whatever this is that I'm picking up on energetically, is changing. And so I could see that the other shades going away, like the less than desirable shading, and all of these beautiful bright colors coming through. And I could tell you've changed energetically just by voice, by tone. She said, out with the old and in with the new. She was getting her MA and her doctorate at the time and leaving my old career and old self behind in the process. Such a rebirthing experience. I see this. This is what I see, this energy. And it's so aligned with who you are becoming more and more. So I love that as well. And I hope that is so making sense, okay? Yeah, you're going into really good. So it's a letting go and letting God. I pulled the card of the Fool. You are in a brand new, you know, the Fool card is like that zero, but it's so exhilarating and so expansive in that there's so much going on your new journey that you kind of got on another highway. You know what I mean? I like it. I see a lot of desert. I don't know why. It's not because of it's the beauty of the desert, not the dryness of the desert, that I love. And to me, it's like breathing new air, dry air, clean air, this kind of thing. And it's just the gorgeous terrain. So I love that too. Of course, it brings me now to the creativity process of clay, and I don't know where that comes from, but maybe you want to get into a little bit of that, you know. So I'm taking that out of the scene. I think that would be amazing, like a pottery class or something like that, some kind of creative process to think or you know, whatever it is to make things, whatever. I feel some of that too around you, and I hope that helps, okay? Now, let me come back in. I'm going to refresh for a minute. I'm just going to see who is here, and I'm going to see who's called to me next. And I'm happy to take any of your questions. She loves clay, she said. Yeah, I feel like you need to get your hands in some. That would be good. All right, let me see who's next, who I haven't read for in a bit. Nancy, where are you? And welcome. I am happy you're here. Let me take a peek at you. Rebecca, I see you too. It's so nice that you're here also. All of you. Laura, you too? Let's take a look. Nancy, let's take a look at you. So funny, feet on the ground. So I'm already feeling something about this movement, physical body movement like this for you. I don't know what this is yet, but there's something about feet on the ground. I also feel whatever is like, I think whatever is causing you a little bit of anxiousness. And you may feel like the anxiousness, sometimes when we feel like we're stuck and we're staying still, we get anxious. But for some reason, things are going to come busting out of you. So sometimes I get a shedding of skin. I get layers like where even you're even I want to say a clearing, a cleansing like this within yourself. I feel that even weight, like when we're stuck in a certain way, or we're going through a karmic time, or we think we're going through this quote unquote karmic time, or maybe we're like saying, when are we going to move forward? Because I feel a little bit stuck in the now. You know, you're kind of at the end of a way and the new beginning has not shown up yet. And I think when we feel this energy, we kind of stay still with what we have, or perhaps instead of don't push is one of my key words. I feel like you're going on a journey and your success is going to be elevated after a period of maybe you felt not aligned with where you were. And I don't feel like you're as stuck as you think. I think everything in your world is happening for a reason. And I also believe that you're going to make a big, you know, there's going to be a transition for you. And I feel like also anything that, because I see some hurt, like, maybe feeling disgruntled, but then a making up or a new beginning. Or and being really super in sync with what happens and who you attract next. So sometimes we go through phases, and I'm sure you all know what I say when I say this. I know you have experienced it for yourselves, many of you, and that we may not be meeting or feeling like we're, not that you're on your own island, but maybe a little about the people around you, and then suddenly. And you feel like you could have experienced some learning from people, some lessons and experiences, and then you come to a completion with that. And then all of a sudden you have new people showing up, more alignment with others in your life. I feel so much of this is really what's about to happen. I also believe in February. Well, first of all, you have something going on this month that feels exciting at the end of the month, or there's something that's going to happen near month's end, 29, 30 of November, that's also going to be a little bit of a life shift, and I don't know what that means, but I am seeing that. And then something about February that is very, very good also, and I am getting the sun in Aquarius for new beginnings as well. So I don't know if you're having a plan to make a shift, to make a change. And at first you're feeling a little stuck, then you're going to come out of that feeling stuck and have a new beginning. And let me just take a look all the way around, okay? And then you can ask me if you have a specific question. I'm happy to answer that. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of unexpected praise in the new year, starting even with January, maybe even late December into January. I think it's been a long time overdue. I think you've been working on your own intuition as well. I do feel that your wisdom is like maybe way more than you think. You've grown in that way. And also coming to a place of maybe an inner knowing. You have the ability to heal also from within. I feel deep connection to that, a healing energy, a healing vibe like this. I also feel that there is some trip or travel or adventure ahead that's also going to happen. And a shedding of yourself, like sometimes they show it as weight loss, but it's much more than that in a meaningful way. And also softening your edges, showing more love, being more honest and open with yourself by showing yourself more self-love and this kind of thing. And I do hope that makes sense, okay? All right, now, it's so nice to see you. Thank you for being here. And I do hope that helps and will all make sense. And if you have anything specific, you're welcome to go ahead and ask in the chat, okay? Also, don't ignore your intuition around yourself is what I want to say. If you have a feeling about something, it's suspect. You know what I mean? Like, don't doubt yourself ever, and especially more coming up ahead. And I hope that makes sense. Okay. I feel like I want to use the word validation for what you feel or know, okay? And if work isn't fulfilling, that's going to change drastically. So you'll get into that space of more fulfillment next year. I feel really good about 26 for you. Okay, let me see who is next. Yes to safety. I want to come in and go ahead and refresh the page. Oh, Laura has a question about her husband. Let's take a look at that. You know, I immediately felt that retiring in February is maybe possible, of course. But I also feel like June may be better. And Laura's not with us now. She's gone. So I'm just going to leave this on the... And I don't know why June makes a lot of sense. But to me, it's... I feel like that's... That's my timing. I really feel that, okay? And I don't know, it's just better. I think he shouldn't push it. I think it's a little too early, but you know, you can't really say much about it. He gets to retire when he wants. I feel like June will be better for him. I don't know why, if it has to do with something financial or something like that, but it may be really, really good, okay? All right, so everybody, let me go ahead. And see, let me come back to the room. Nancy, I see your message. Thank you so much. I feel really good about what's going to happen next. You know, we have trials and tribulations sometimes. I know many of you know it has been a really hard year for so many different reasons. And no matter what happens ahead, I really do believe 26 is going to be better. And I know some of you, we don't really know, you know, we have so many different reasons and so many different things going on. I definitely feel like you know, you guys have made it through a really tough year. I think the holidays are going to be a little brighter. I think we have to really embrace what we have to be grateful for, and more than ever before, try to help out anyone or anything that we can put our whole selves into as far as helping out. I think it's so, so needed at this time. Even if it's a can of beans somewhere, whatever you can give to others, I think it matters more than ever before. And it does make you feel good, and it eases some of your spiritual, like, whatever doubts you have, whatever process and period of time you are within your growth and yourselves. I think it's so very important to give as well, okay? And so I do hope that makes sense. I feel like Nancy, you're definitely gonna skyrocket next year. I know it's frustrating. I know you've been through a lot. I don't feel like there's going to be any repeats of that. I think you're really going into a better time, and I hope that helps. Okay. Let me just see who. I'm glad you're here. I want to give you a big hug through the ether, so I could feel you for sure. Hold on one sec. Right now, let me just see who's next here. So, Laris says 25 is a 9 year, so a lot of things are ending. It could be hard and heavy. I agree with that too. I really do. Let me see. I want to do one more thing. I'm going to leave you guys a tiny bit early today. And how about I just pull a message for the week for everyone. If I didn't get to you, I feel like this. I think this retrograde, and I know we have the Sagittarius vibe, and I know coming back to Scorpio, you know, everything backs it up. I think that what it tells me is, like, you take one step back, you're going to go 100 steps forward, and don't be afraid to take that step back to go forward. I think this is what the end of the year is going to be about, and I love that for all of you. I'm super excited. We have 1-2 Day on Wednesday over at 1-2listen.com. I will be there and be excited to be with all of you, okay? And I hate to leave you early, but I have to today. And I'm grateful that I was able to spend this time with you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. I can't wait to see what the rest of the year brings. And we'll talk to you guys soon, okay? All right, lots of love to everybody. You take care now.